I am so excited to talk to you guys today about something that is called sluggish cognitive tempo disorder. They used to think that it was a category of ADHD. They weren't sure, but now they're working on figuring out that it's totally separate from ADHD, although they can correlate. And I want to explain the differences between them and explain that because it's so important for you to be aware whether you have that and ADHD or if you just have that and not ADHD, because the treatment that you use is different. And yeah, so I think it's so important. Okay, so sluggish cognitive tempo disorder is something that has been talked about a lot or by Russell Barkley. He is a clinical professor of psychiatry from Virginia Treatment Center of Children of Virginia in Richmond, Virginia. But anyways, I learned about this sluggish cognitive tempo disorder during one of his presentations while I was working to become a clinical certified life coach for ADHD. He has a Barkley rating scale for the sluggish cognitive tempo disorder. And on there, he talks about some of the characteristics that really make it stand out different from ADHD. So when you think the Barkley rating scale, he wants you to think, to wonder whether you have, you're somebody who is daydreaming excessively, if you're having trouble staying alert or awake during boring situations, whether you're somebody who is easily confused, whether you're somebody who is spacey or seems to be like in a fog, mind seems to be like elsewhere, or who is staring off into stage, or whether you're somebody who feels lethargic or more tired than others, or whether you feel like you just have no energy, you're slow moving or sluggish, or whether you're somebody who seems like you're having a hard time processing information as quickly or as accurate as others, or whether you feel like you're withdrawn, like you get lost in thoughts, or you seem to be very slow to complete a task. So the important distinction that he makes, or that he wants you to differentiate this from ADHD, is that it seems like ADHD is more of a productivity disorder. And he wants you to think of sluggish cognitive tempo more as a accuracy disorder. I thought that was important to point out. And what he was saying is that when you want to think about this, whenever with ADHD, we know that it's not just one part, but with ADHD, it's more like the executive function, it's the emotional dysregulation, it's the processing and the implementation and the planning. So there's so many other stuff, but people with ADHD, some of them, they tend to have endless amounts of energy. And I guess that's what people usually say about me. But we also have to remember that it's a spectrum. But what makes this a little bit different from ADHD, it seems like there is a slowness to the behavior. There is a slowness in the information processing, and there seems to be some mental confusion or bow activity instead of like impulsiveness that can be seen in ADHD. And I wanted to point that out because I know I had several clients and I've had several of my own patients where they just come and they tell me, I am so tired. I cannot seem to focus long enough what people are telling me. So I want you to be aware of this possibility because we might incorrectly label them as ADHD and give them the treatment for ADHD. And then that was not the right diagnosis and it might not help. And interestingly enough, what Dr. Barkley says is that we're not even sure if this naming of this disorder is correct, because luggish cognitive tempo disorder, it might not be appropriate to be labeled that, because it almost implies that you have a cognitive deficiency. It might not be. It's just that maybe the processing speed of it is a little bit slower. And so he thinks like maybe it would be better to call it like a concentration deficit per se. But anyways, there was a recent study in the Cincinnati Children's Hospital where they treated the kids with this disorder with Ritalin to help with their daydreaming, sluggish symptoms, and it really didn't seem to make a difference. And then there was another study that was published in an article by Wyera et al. In 2013, and there they noticed that the children that had ADHD or dyslexia, in addition, they also had this sluggish cognitive tempo disorder, when they were treated with Strattera, or the other name for it is tamoxetine, they actually had a benefit to it. So as you know, that this is a non-stimulant type of medication, and this type of medication will help with not only it will help with serotonin and norepinephrine, which is different from sometimes the stimulants help. Right. And so it's important to realize this, because we might have a patient, or you myself might be somebody who is not, quote unquote, benefit from stimulants. And if you are given a non-stimulant like this, you might have a great benefit. So with ADHD, think more about it like a productivity problem sometimes, versus with team or an accuracy problem. And so there is some data out there, and this disorder just slowly started to get looked into since the 1980s. It's not like it's been around forever. Some of the data out there right now shows it seems like kids are able to be more self-identifying. Like they can tell you that they feel that they're slow to processing, or they feel tired, or that something is wrong, compared to when you're making the diagnosis of an ADHD, we usually tend to look at the external perspective. Like we ask the parents, the teachers, like in different settings, workers, right? But with SCT, it seems like you have more internal awareness that you're daydreaming too much, your mental confusion, or your hypoactivity is heightened. You have more of that awareness, versus with ADHD, you need to rely more on external awareness. And with that also being said, there's some correlation that says having some type of like family or child psychology or adversity can increase the likelihoods of you getting this. For example, if you have parents who are divorced, or maybe they come from a low socioeconomic household or low parent education, those social stressors are more likely to lead to this SCT, versus not necessarily the case that these same things would lead to ADHD. So all that information is cool and interesting. And there is some data also that shows that 60% of kids with T might have ADHD. And interestingly enough, 40% of people with ADHD might have SCT. So the point is that it doesn't necessarily mean that you have both, but it could be that you have both, and being aware of that might open up the possibility of maybe not only being on a stimulant, but being both on a stimulant and non-stimulant to help you treat both things. So that would be interesting. And I actually, looking back now, I can think of a couple of my personal patients that I have them on both Strattera and also stimulants. And now it makes sense why they're doing so much better, because both facets are being addressed. So anyways, I wanted to share that information with you. I was surprised to learn about these things. And as adults, it's more likely that the older we get, the more likely might have T and ADHD. But interestingly enough, 55% of ADHD inattentive type might have the SCT. And again, it makes sense, right? Because I just told you that this is more like a sluggish. And so the hyperactive ADHD people are not going to necessarily have SCT because they're impulsive. And this is like the opposite, not necessarily impulsive. Okay. One last thing that I thought was more interesting too, sometimes with SCT, it can affect, it can give people problems with math. And so if you have a person who just recently got diagnosed with ADHD and they've always had problems with math, you might want to consider if they actually have sluggish cognitive disorder or both. Okay, so it was so great to talk to you guys about this. So takeaway point here is that you might have something else, not just necessarily ADHD, or you might have ADHD and sluggish cognitive tempo disorder. So if you're somebody whose stimulants didn't necessarily work and you always feel tired and you always feel like you're daydreaming excessively or you're confused easily, you might want to look into sluggish cognitive tempo disorder. And I hope you have a great one. And as always, I'm here to support you. Send me whatever topics you want to talk about.